Welcome to Yo 11 Minutes. Yo 11 Minutes, mostly Vegas, no BS, casino experience, and more. Michael Traeger is a casino and travel loyalty expert who also helps people turn their travel dreams into reality. And now, Michael Traeger. How's it going, Michael?
It's going great, but actually, I am so excited for this episode. No, I truly am, because I am touching on a couple of topics that are absolutely things that I love to talk about. And I'm also day number two of getting excited for my Vegas trip. I'm getting super excited. I'm actually going to quiz you. Can you guess the two restaurants I'm going to eat at? I have dinner reservations for at Wynn Las Vegas.
Well, I know some.
Can I give you a hint?
Sure.
One of the hints will be really easy.
I am not all that familiar with restaurants at Wynn because it is so above my affordability. So I wouldn't know anyway, but you can quiz me if you will.
Well, I'll just cut to it.
Let's
it's not the ones you expect.
Paracel down, up.
That's the bar. That's really cool.
Okay. All right. Man, what else is there?
Now they have Aft Bar. So actually, where I'm eating, the two places I have reservations for, I'm not sure if this will truly happen, but the two places I have reservations for are Wing Lei and Delilah. Now, Wing Lei is, I would consider, one of the best bougie-ass Chinese restaurants in the entire world, which makes it good in the genre of what it is, but does not necessarily make it the best Chinese food in the world, because I think many Chinese restaurants that are more like dives are better, you know, can be better. But it's really, as far as bougie Chinese goes, thumbs up. Really, really good. It's also a great place where you can get your jellyfish and all that kind of stuff. And I bet you love jellyfish, right?
No, not at all.
Not at all. You're not a jellyfish type. The other place I'm eating at is Wynn's version of Mayfair Supper Club, which is Delilah. But I might cancel that one because I'm not the hugest fan of Delilah. But what's really exciting is my favorite place in Vegas to have breakfast, which is Tableau in Wynn Tower Suites. That's actually where my conference kicks off with a pre-conference dinner. And Tableau regularly closes in the afternoon and only has breakfast and lunch. So I'm super excited to go to a private dinner, which I'm not paying for, with drinks at Wynn Las Vegas at a restaurant I love, which I've never been to before for dinner because they're not open for dinner. So that's pretty cool. That's my story and I'm sticking with it.
Well, honestly, I mean, the only reason I would ever think that I could afford to eat some fancy bougie food at Wynn Las Vegas would be if I won a Megabucks jackpot. Speaking of Megabucks jackpot, it is time for the news and views. A mystery player hit it big last week at the Excalibur Hotel Casino in Las Vegas. The exact payout was $12,185,766. The massive jackpot was won on Wednesday, October 18th on a Megabucks Spitfire Multipliers Triple Red Hot Sevens game, according to IGT Gaming. The footage you're seeing now is not of the jackpot, but it is of the same exact kind of machine. Just so you have an idea of what it looks like. No details on the win were available and no word on how the lucky winner will spend the cash. The win marks the fourth time a Megabucks machine paid out more than $1 million this year. It also was the second largest Megabucks win in Nevada so far in 2023, and it was the third $1 million jackpot in the Las Vegas Valley, according to the Las Vegas Review Journal. That's it for the news, and now for the views. Michael, what are your thoughts on all the recent slot wins?
What I think about all the time when I see all these slot wins is there seems to be this increased prevalence of large slot jackpots in the mainstream media. And I sort of am wondering why that has started to happen. Is it that the mainstream media in Las Vegas or the Las Vegas area or Nevada is more interested in slot jackpots? Or are they noticing it from the influencers? Is it a PR thing with the casinos? I mean, I'm voting for the fact that they see more of it from the influencers because obviously news tends to be all over things like X and Facebook, and obviously these jackpots are really being, you know, are really being shown over and over again by the influencers. But have you noticed that? Like, I don't think there are necessarily more jackpots. I just think we're hearing about them more often.
Well, per the article, this was the third jackpot over $1 million in Nevada this year. We're in October. So it obviously doesn't happen. When you do that kind of a math, it's not every day that someone's winning over $1 million on slot machines. I mean, that shows it right there. It's so as far as hearing more about it, there's been a lot of that with the airport slot machines and mm-hmm. stuff like that. Yeah. And I think that, you know, I think all these companies put out these press releases and then media decides, oh, hey, that's a nice, light, fun story. Let's go ahead and put that in. They're not fabricating these slot wins. They have to be verified by the gaming control board and all that stuff, you know, to be legit. So I think it's just at the choosing of the media company. It's just like, all right, we got somebody who was shot dead at blah, 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 blah. We got this, da, 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 da. Hey, someone won a slot jackpot. Let's go ahead and add that in. That's a nice, happy story. So I think it's more about just trying to balance out the news. I don't think it's necessarily a PR stunt, because then what you're looking at is that a jackpot would have had to have been faked somehow, and that doesn't really happen. And the gaming control board would be all over that. So no, it's not a PR stunt. I can tell you as a slot technician, no. The rules that the gaming control board has in place on these machines and the verification process, and dude, no, it's not a PR stunt. It just to be happening.
There is another issue, which is interesting, is that probably in the history of Las Vegas, more people are playing slots, and there are more slot machines, and there are more slot machines with these shared mega bonuses. You mean, if you go back 20 years ago or 25 years ago, there were fewer and fewer machines that had $1 million jackpots. And I'm going to say something that's really stupid. Can't hit a $1 million jackpot if the machine doesn't have a $1 million jackpot. So that could be part of it too, I would think.
That's a really good point. That being said, it is time for the tease, a history moment.
Hi, I'm Steve Wynn, and this is one of the beautiful suites in the Golden Nugget of Las Vegas, which, as everybody knows, is downtown. Nevertheless, you'd be amazed if you knew how many people think that this is uptown. Hi, Mr. Sinatra. I'm Steve Wynn. I run this place.
You see, I get enough towels.
And back to you, Michael.
Hey. Hi. I'm Steve Wynn. I love that. I absolutely love that line. And I absolutely love that commercial, which to me is pretty iconic. And I'd like to say, can you win has a double meaning. And that, you know, as in winning or doing things in the win style. Can you enjoy Vegas the win way? And can you win? And is a good experience winning, even if you do not win? Okay, now I'm going a little bit too far. But one of the things I was thinking about earlier today, and I'm not going to answer this question because this is a tease, is what makes a casino a five-star casino? And I sort of think that maybe there's no such thing as a five-star casino. We're talking just casino here, not hotel side. Or is there? And this is something I'm going to cover on a future episode, you know, about what would make a five-star casino. Should we rate casinos? Not just best or most popular, but should we rate casinos by stars? And if we're going to rate casinos by stars, how would we do it? What would the criteria be? Anyway, comment below and tell us what you think about how you would rate a casino, because this is something I'm going to be talking about soon. But getting back to the win difference and also five-star casinos, which often give you more extra towels. I mean, I think some of the criteria of things like Wynn and Wynn Las Vegas are the employees are a big win difference. also, you know, Steve Wynn has great hair. No, that's not really one. And it's just, it's interesting to look at, you see, and now I'm pivoting to the real topic. Before I was trying to be funny, which wasn't very funny. But what makes a hotel now a five-star hotel? So we're going to set aside this concept of a five-star casino, but this is something that comes up quite often. What is a five-star hotel? Is there an accurate description for that? And a lot of times people will use fluff kind of words like exceptional levels of proactive service and customer care. And I'm not even sure exactly what that means. But I would say for a casino to be a five-star casino, when we're talking about Las Vegas, we would be looking at things like, you know, a casino that would have twice daily housekeeping. Yes, got to have twice daily housekeeping and turn down. Otherwise, you ain't five-star. You need to be able to get your garments pressed. If you need your shirt pressed, you should be able to call for pressing. There has to be 24-hour room service, proper room service with glassware and everything. Great concierge services. You gotta have a spa. I'm sorry, you gotta have a spa. You can't be five-star without a spa. That's one of the things that confuses me about Circa sometimes, because I'm not sure. I don't think they have a spa. But Vestro, does Circa have a spa?
I would not have the slightest idea if they do or don't.
Okay, I was just curious. But they're a great property, and they've got an amazing room standard. I'm just not sure. I think that spa thing is a big deal. But they're also sort of like, Circa's a new category that's called like bro luxury casino. Like brand new. I made that up. It's a bro luxury casino. Also, dining. Dining, you got to have some really good dining. You probably have to have Michelin star dining. But Michelin star depends, is sort of based on the city that you're in and whether you realize it or not. And I learned this a few months ago. Las Vegas is not buying into the Michelin star thing. So you do not have Michelin stars there anymore. I wrote an article for God Save the Points on my Vegas criteria and what my criteria was for a Las Vegas luxury hotel. Bovestro, do you want to hear that? Do you have any ideas what I'm going to say? I think I dropped some hints already. I'm putting you on the spot here again. Are you curious?
I don't know how it would be any different than anywhere else, but I'm curious to see where you're going with this.
I basically created a few standards. One standard is the fluff standard, high service standards. The other one is a small number of keys. In the hotel industry, rooms are referred to as keys. It has to have a private, dedicated, 24-hour-a-day check-in experience. And the hotel has to have a separate lobby and porte-cochere, has to have its own private pool, and has to have 24-hour full room service and in-room dining. And a number of properties in Las Vegas fall into this criteria. A few come close, but they don't have it. But I think they're really important. Things like private check-in, like Wynn Tower Suites, yes. Wynn Resort Side, no. Four Seasons, yes. That kind of thing. Aria Sky Suites, you know, have all these criteria. And I think you sort of have to have a private pool, a small lobby, and it all goes hand in hand because you can't be a five-star hotel standing in line behind 1,000 people to check in, and you're never going to be standing behind 1,000 people to check in at Wynn Tower Suites, the Four Seasons, or the Aria Sky Suites, because they don't have enough rooms for you to ever be standing behind 1,000 people to check in. So that's my quick criteria there. Maybe I'm crazy, but I think it's pretty accurate. What do you? I think at least has some valid points to think about.
What about Nobu? Where is that one of those luxury hotels within a hotel? Is that at
that Park could MGM? That could do it. Nobu's at Caesars, right? Yeah, that could do it. But the only problem is the separate lobby is there, but not the porte-cochere. So that's another criteria where you got to be able to pull the car up to a place that's private.
Because God forbid you want to have to park your car with people who are in lesser quality rooms than you are. because your car just won't be able to stand it. It'll just
get you know, Vegas like, snob. Vegas snob used to call the ghetto side of Wynn is the resort side of Wynn. not the Tower Suites. And that's the most ironic statement to call anything ghetto, to use the word ghetto and Wynn together. But the ghetto side of Wynn is the resort side of Wynn. And I don't know if you ever looked at the Vegas snob stuff, but he does some great write-ups. And I'm trying not to be a snob. I'm just trying to be thoughtful. I'm trying to be bougie-ass thoughtful. I'm trying not to be a snob, okay? So that's what I'm trying to do.
Separate port cochere. I can understand the pool thing, maybe. But the separate port cochere, it's just like, I don't want my car to be parked near riffraff cars. You know, it just comes off so snobbish.
I know. It's like, how can you be snobby without being snobby? Or how do you... Well, you know what's so funny? I was reading in this Forbes travel guide stuff about five star, and they say this shit is like next level what they say sometimes. A staff of genuine individuals with a passion for service will ensure natural and authentic experiences. So they're saying five star has to give you a natural and authentic experience. I'm not even sure what natural and authentic experiences are.
I think it just got a little nauseous at the reading of that.
Did you throw up just a little speech? Bit?
A little. Just there's a little something here. A little something.
Well, you know what? It's natural and authentic. It's USDA certified.
I mean, but
yeah. I keep coming back to that.
What do they mean by natural and authentic? It's like we're not our staff aren't faking their happiness and kindness to you. They really are that happy. No, they're not.
You want to hear the rest? You want to hear the next sentence?
Oh.
The next sentence. Oh, be ready for the next sentence.
Okay.
Guests value their time more than ever before. And knowing their time was well spent and feeling organically cared for in a way that was not scripted or overplanned is the most important evolution. Is it the evolution of snobbiness? There you go. There's your title for the episode. The evolution of snob.
But do the snobs that are staying here at this hotel in your mind realize that the staff are riffraff? Because will it feel organic and special and not forced when they realize, wait, the people who work here are working here because they have to?
Well, no, it gets even better, though. It gets even better. Forbes Travel Guide has recently introduced, I really wish I knew how this worked. They've recently introduced a new evaluation touch point, not a survey, it's a touch point, to measure authenticity. So they're actually measuring if these employees are authentic. And I know you're throwing up in your mouth a little bit more right now.
Woo! Before we get going, do you have any closing thoughts?
No, but if you ever watched a movie, A Pretty Woman, where they're shopping for the clothing and he says, you need to suck up more. And he's like, you're a very good looking gentleman and you're fine. He's like, no, to her you need to suck up more. I don't know if you remember
that
scene.
How does one measure authenticity? Do they brag that, what's the name of this place? What's the name of this place? What's this hotel? What's the name of this hotel? What is it?
I don't know.
All right. What about the one that you just read about in Forbes Travel?
Oh, no. That's their criteria. That's like their new criteria for five star. They're just talking about how.
That's the Forbes criteria for five star?
Yes. The Forbes Travel Guide five star criteria.
All right. Cool. So let's say Forbes Travel Guide just decides to make their own hotel. And it says Forbes Luxury Resort. Forbes Luxury Resort. Our authenticity is bigger than yours. Like, what are they going to say? How do you measure authenticity?
Dude, my authenticity is definitely bigger than yours.
Well, at least that's one thing. That being said,
we gotta end this. Okay. Yeah. So
yeah. Let's do that. Let's go ahead and wrap up. Let's wrap up the show. So you have no closing thoughts or remarks or anything?
My closing thoughts or remarks are going to be an episode next week. I'm thinking a lot about cruise ships and gambling odds and some things I was reading recently in a recent argument that a podcaster had and somebody else about cruise ships and gambling odds. And something I want to talk about with gambling odds at different kinds of casinos. So that's a little bit on my mind, and maybe that'll come up next week sometime.
All right, That's going to do it for this episode. Luxury travel booking, Travel Zork Travel. Visit us at travelzorktravel.com to plan your next amazing vacation. And please join the conversation on social media. You can find us easily. All social platforms are at Travel Zork. We'll see you next time.